Amid sensational claims of a cover-up by the White House, Donald Trump has been lashing out at a whistleblower whose memo in the exploding Ukraine affair was published overnight. The president has even darkly alluded to past practices of lynching spies and traitors as Democrats push forward with an impeachment inquiry over claims the president tried to induce a foreign leader to get dirt on his main political rival. Ruby Jones has been watching events unfold.
It's 9 pages long and it's sent Washington into a frenzy. Overnight, the whistleblower's complaint into Donald Trump's phone call to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was released by the House Intelligence Committee. It alleges President Trump sought to pressure the Ukrainian leader to initiate or continue an investigation into the activities of former Vice President Joseph Biden. It also claims White House lawyers were briefed on the call and directed officials to lock down all records of the conversation. Democratic Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who initiated the impeachment inquiry into Trump earlier this week, is calling that a cover-up.
There are actions that are cover-up. Yeah, when you have a system of electronic storage for information that is specifically for national security purposes, and you have something that is self-serving to the president politically and decide it might not be, you might not want people to know, and you hide it someplace else, that's a cover-up.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire was today grilled by Democrat Adam Schiff on his decision not to provide the whistleblower's complaint to Congress.
We went to the White House first to determine, to ask the question.
Okay, that's all I want to know is chronology. So you went to the White House first. So you went to the subject of the complaint for advice first about whether you should provide the complaint to Congress.
The identity of the whistleblower is still secret, but in this audio obtained by the LA Times, President Trump seems to suggest there should be consequences for their source.
You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? With spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Former Trump advisor and CIA analyst Fred Flights told The World Today he thinks the whistleblower's identity will likely be revealed and their career will be over.
I think there's a bigger question here, and that's a matter of trust. The CIA is trusted to basically serve as clerks in this vital capacity to write up these phone calls and to safeguard this information if they're serving in the NSC.
The majority of Republicans have rushed to Trump's defense, with Devin Nunes calling the whole thing a hoax cooked up by Trump's enemies.
It's unhinged. It's just unhinged. And it needs to stop. And, you know, as we get to the, you know, we look forward to this whole whistleblower coming in to testify. This is going to be really interesting as we start to get to the bottom of and peel back the onion. And I think what you're going to find again, it's going to be the same people behind the Russia hoax are behind the Ukrainian hoax.
Dr. David Smith from the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney says both sides of politics have a lot to lose when it comes to the impeachment inquiry.
So what is the biggest risk here for Donald Trump? How is this playing for him at the moment?
For Trump, I think he really doesn't want this impeachment inquiry to happen. Trump doesn't want investigations into his conduct, which could potentially involve investigations into his businesses. All of his behaviour so far suggests that he's got quite a lot to hide in that respect. So this potentially brings dangers for him that actually go beyond his presidency.
And is the risk here for the Democrats that the American public just won't get behind any sort of impeachment inquiry and they will see it as an attack on the president and unfair?
Yes, I mean, certainly Trump supporters will see it as an attack on a democratically elected president, an attack on his legitimacy. The broader worry for Democrats is that the American public doesn't seem to like to see the government at war with itself in ways that completely bring the government to a halt. Admittedly, we don't really know exactly how this will play out. Bill Clinton was quite a divisive figure for his time, but nowhere near as polarizing as Trump is now. So even though most voters, for example, didn't support impeachment when it came to the Russia investigation, it's possible now that the proceedings have actually begun that a lot of Democratic voters will actually get behind the impeachment proceedings.
Democrats have suggested the inquiry proceedings could get underway by next month.
Ruby Jones with that report.